On Bentley University Week, when big corporations try to do some good, some question their motives. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Laurel Steinfeld, assistant professor of marketing, discusses the paradoxes that come when big companies try to help.
In my work with multinational corporations and their initiatives on women economic empowerment, many of these efforts aim to bring women entrepreneurs into value chains, helping women gain access to finance or develop skills. For example, Walmart's Empowering Women Together was an incubator program to help connect smaller women-owned businesses to Walmart's consumers. Although some applaud this work, many companies face accusations of pink or whitewashing. Indeed, corporate forays into empowerment and social impact can result in unintended consequences. In our research with Walmart, their standardized ethical audits and efforts failed to consider the gendered household dynamics of women artisans. These threaten to disrupt the artisan empowerment model and cause financial crisis. While it's important to illuminate problems such as these, I urge scholars to expand their analysis. First, we need to recognize that there are people within corporations who genuinely want to help. Second, we need to see our own role in shaping the actions of these corporate people. Pre-existing adversarial relations established between corporations and civil society, including academia, have created two paradoxes they must navigate: a market logic paradox, where society treats with disdain the profit orientation of corporates while simultaneously celebrating the funds and marketing power these profits enable, and a legitimacy paradox, which criticizes businesses' attempts to promote social impact efforts, although these self-promotion tactics are needed in order for corporates' work to gain legitimacy. While a critical academic perspective is important, to advance the benefits of scholarly insights requires bridge-building with corporations and constructive criticism of their social impact initiatives. Society demands that we put to rest our adversarial approaches and start to engage in meaningful and constructive dialogues with each other.
That was Laurel Steinfeld of Bentley University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.